Last week, the U.S. Senate reauthorized by unanimous consent the Livestock Mandatory Price Reporting Act, which is set to expire on September 30th. The law requires meatpackers to report to USDA the prices they pay producers for animals. Both the National Pork Producers Council and National Cattlemen's Beef Association support the law and its extension. NCBA's Vice President of Government Affairs, Colin Woodall, said the reauthorization will continue to encourage transparency in the marketplace. He said producers have come to rely on the information provided by the LMPR to aid in the negotiation of sale prices for cattle and meat products. Now, senators passed by voice vote S-3656, sponsored by Senate Ag Committee Chairwoman Blanche Lincoln of Arkansas and Ranking Member Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, to reauthorize for 5 years the Livestock Mandatory Reporting Act. The reauthorization bill, which would extend the law to September 30th of 2015, also adds to the reporting law provisions requiring weekly reports of pork exports by price and volume and of wholesale pork cuts. The Livestock Mandatory Price Reporting Act now needs approval from the U.S. House of Representatives before it expires next month. Companion House legislation, H.R. 5852, sponsored by Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson, was approved by that panel back on July 28th, and the full House is expected to take up the measure after they return from their month-long recess. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.